Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What's going on with Bitcoin, the online-only encrypted currency introduced with the aim of being more fair, and it is unregulated by a central authority like the Federal Reserve, a libertarian's dream. But Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, the twin entrepreneurs best known for suing Facebook for allegedly stealing their idea, were hoping to launch the first regulated Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, or ETF, and that was rejected by the Securities and Exchange Commission on Friday. Let's hear more from our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is senior editor of Commerce for Recode. He joins us by Skype. Jason, a refresher, what is Bitcoin?
Sure. So the easiest way to think of it is as a digital currency, or some people now call it digital gold. And essentially, it is a unit of currency on your computer that represents some amount of money, depending on what the markets of Bitcoin say that day.
And so if somebody else has Bitcoins in their online wallet, you can, with real cash, buy some Bitcoins from them, or they from you, or you can exchange items. And one of the criticisms is this is become perfect for drug dealers, right? And others who want to keep their exchanges below the radar.
Totally. I mean, that's the popularity initially was around, you know, use cases of buying maybe, you know, drugs and weapons online. There was some thought that it would go mainstream and, you know, businesses would accept it as a form of currency. That really hasn't happened yet.
Although when there were hearings, we remember in Washington, some made the case that this was necessary for, let's say, opposition movements in authoritarian countries who'd be able to, as you say, buy weapons and do their business under the radar of the government. But anyway, there's still criticism, but the Bitcoin's gone up in value. It's now worth about $1,200. A year ago, it was $415. Why has it gone up?
As there's uncertainty around the world, you know, different governments changing over, you know, when you saw Brexit happen, you know, the price rose around that. So it sort of uncertainty in normal markets breeds price increases in Bitcoin. But there are some people in some countries who feel like Bitcoin is actually more stable than their own currency. And so in many places, it's become a store of value that people trust more so than their war-torn government or, you know, yeah, in some cases, corrupt government currency.
Well, there was a lot of excitement when the Winklevosses, or the Winklevi, I think they call themselves or are called, the twins, announced that they had millions of dollars in Bitcoins, and then they made this move to get it somewhat regulated. What did the SEC say in rejecting that?
They basically said it's not regulated enough yet. And there is some fear that a group of, you know, very savvy people can control the majority of Bitcoins and then sort of wreak havoc on the market. So essentially what they said is, we don't think it's safe for the everyday person to invest in. And so we want to see more examples of safety in, you know, mainstream markets before we make a move.
So the Winklevi foiled again. But what about the Bitcoin? I mean, what do you think its future is? It stays as this small kind of under the radar currency, or does it ever go mainstream?
I think, you know, you can make a case that some sort of digital cash makes sense in the future, the way the world is modernizing. I will say, though, I think it will need some stamp of approval in a country like the U.S. from a federal agency before we really see mainstream use cases. And if that doesn't happen, you know, I think it remains sort of where it's at today.
Jason Del Rey, senior editor of Commerce for Recode, thank you.
Thank you.